Public Radio, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Cecil Doyle. We've got an hour of great sounds. We're going to play a lot of old vintage material, including the sounds of the Comedian Harmonists. This group came out of Germany in the late 1920s. They pretty much jazzed up opera, film tunes, cabaret songs, but always with that Germanic feeling, that going through it with mixed with a sense of adventure and humor that was pretty prevalent back in those decadent days. We'll also listen to the group Cats and the Fiddle. Cats and the Fiddle, who back in the late 1930s, formed in following the musical path of groups like the Mills Brothers, who were quite popular at the time. Then we'll hear the San Francisco outfit known as Gaucho. But let's start off with some classic Louis Armstrong, going back to, I think, 1927, May of that year, recorded in Chicago. Louis Armstrong, cornet, John Thomas, trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lil Hardin Armstrong, piano, Johnny St. Cyr, banjo, and Pete Briggs, tuba, along with Warren Baby Dodds on drums. This is their version of the Wild Man Blues, kicking off this caravan.
Weiter brauch ich nicht so glücklich sein, Wochenende und Sonnenschein. Märchen, sie singen auch wie Wiehrheinli. Alle Vöglein stimmen fröhlich ein, Wochenhell und Sonnenschein. Kein Auto, keine Chaussee und niemand in unserer Nähe. Da tief im Wald nur ich und du, der Herrgott drückt dein Auge zu, denn er schenkt uns ja zum Glücklichsein Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Nur 6 Tage sind der Arbeit, doch am 7. Tag sonst umsprach der Wochenend und Sonnenschein und dann mit dir im Wald allein. Weiter brauch ich nicht zum glücklich sein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Über uns die Lerche zieht, sie singt genau wie wir ein Lied. Alle Vöglein stimmen fröhlich ein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Kein Auto, keine Chaussee und niemand in unserer Nähe. Tief im Wald nur ich und du, der Herrgott drückt ein Auge zu, denn er schenkt uns ja zum Glücklichsein Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein und dann mit dir im Wald allein. Weiter brauch ich nicht zum glücklich sein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein. Über uns die Lerche zieht, sie singt genau wie wir ein Lied. Alle Vöglein stimmen fröhlich ein. Wochenend und Sonnenschein.
Kein Auto, keine Chance.
Im Wald nur ich und du, der Herrgott drückt dein Auge zu, denn er schenkt uns ja zum Glücklichsein Wochenend und Sonnenschein.
He's a man that smokes that jab will take you for a dive. Wonders if he's still alive. When you smoke that killing jab, it will make you very tall. It seems as if you're going to fall. Knock yourself just up out fine. You know I mean that killing jab. You only think you've blown your time. Oh baby, you start laughing and you can't stop. But then you don't give a bop. Cause you're sad man, not bent man. Everything will seem so funny. Darkest days will seem so sunny. Yes, the feeling will arrive when you smoke that killing jab. Yeah, yeah. Does he smoke that killing jive?
Oh,
that must be high. Yes, he smokes that killing jive. Not bent, man. Everything will seem so funny. Darkest days will seem so sunny. Yes, the feeling will arrive when you smoke that killing jab. seem so funny. Talking days will seem so sunny. Yet feeling will arrive when you're a high man. Instead, man, you're in the sky, man. Ain't got no red man. You be so mellow, just like a jello, when you smoke that killing jive.
San Francisco area group known as Gaucho, with a number called Double Barrel from their release from about 2 years ago entitled Pearl. From 1939, Cats and the Fiddle with that killin' jive, and comedian harmonists from Germany doing Happy Days Are Here Again. And we began the hour with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Seven and the Wild Man Blues, recorded in 1927. We're doing it old school style here on the Caravan on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Time to look at the weather. Mostly sunny, should be clearing up a bit this afternoon. A high feeling like summer, reaching about 88 degrees, winds from the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour, a 40% chance of showers coming in this evening, mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 74, and a 50% chance of showers on Wednesday. Currently it's cloudy, 83 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. In His Grace will continue its run, its final weekend at Cité des Arts. It's a two-act original musical comedy written by local playwrights Jane Martin Biedo and John Verley Richard. Christy Lichty is directing the production. The performances are Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. Tickets and reservations can be had by calling 291-1122 or their website, citedesarts.org. And the New Moon Review happens again this weekend at the Blue Moon Saloon, Saturday evening, beginning at 9 o'clock. Caroline Helm will host a host of songwriters, hosting a host, hosting a batch of songwriters, local songwriters that will be performing for you, including Danny DeVillier, Megan Brown, Tommy Shreve, James Hebert, Jesse Lalonde, and Andrew Toops. The New Moon Review again, Saturday night at the Blue Moon, starting at 9 o'clock. Music continues on the Caravan. Let's go to the music of Italian-American composer Count Guido Diero. He was a major force in the popularization of the accordion in the early 20th century. He was a vaudeville star by the year 1910. We have an album of his works recorded by Henry Doktorski. This is the Pink Slippers Waltz.
Thank you. great to be a child, young and crazy wild, burning up the road with gasoline, and smash the car to rubble, get all the girls in trouble. You can't be arrested when you're sweet 16. The cops will take my zip gun, but not until I clip one when they frisk us to see if we're clean. They'll take our finger prints, call us juvenile delinquents, but we won't go to prison cause we're sweet 16. You gotta have hair, miles of greasy black hair, and without a tattoo, you can be sure that you are a square. You gotta have hair. We'll gang up on a slugging and a killing and a mugging, and it's just like trick or treat on Halloween. In my rod, another niche made, unless I use my switchblade, so I can buy some reefers, cause I'm sweet 16. I'm a real gone commando, just like Marlon Brando. My black leather jacket's real keen. My hero's name is Elvis, he rocks me to the pelvis. I wanna go out and be mean, and the cops can't suspect me, the laws all protect me, I can get away with murder. Ha ha! Because I'm only sweet 16.
Little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country. But you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl, today is the evil dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000. $2,000 he had in the saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam's place. And there he met old Gapmouth Joe. And Gapmouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on. They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana. Marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. No, Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can kick the habit. So Josh began to puff, puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, woo, I feel good. So he went on back, went back home that night. But the next day he was right back down to Gapmouth Joe's house. But Gapmouth Joe said, I have something better for you this time. And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, woo, I feel good. Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, Josh, said, I understand you fooling around with old Gapmouth Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about. But that night, late that night, he was in the bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad. His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy? He said, oh, mother, let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gapmouth Joe. Back and forth, and finally he was broke, didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke, got to get that dope. He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night, picked up a stick, sneaked up behind her, hit her across the head, ba-doom, bip-bop, bip-bop, went to kicking and stomping her. And finally the old lady was dead, stone dead. So he ran on back to Gapmouth Joe's house, fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. I feel good. But a few days later, he was in the cell, in the jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money is gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama, mama, please help me. I feel so cold, I'm so sick, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Look like I'm gonna die. And finally he fell to the floor. He was dead, stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother, his dear girlfriend, made a liar out of him, made a thief out of him, stopped him from going to college, lost his $2,000, made a murderer out of him, and finally killed him, stone dead. Stay away from marijuana, and stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
The Lord is my happening. He's where it's all at. He tricks me sweetly. He never bugs me. He says, make it, when the duds put me all down. I keep my cool, because he straights with me. Even though my head's torn up and the world's a plastic mushroom, and I'm crawling on my face, everything is cool, because he's there digging me. When everybody's faking and stabbing, he's super cool, and he's with me, baby. He craves my face when it's ugly, man. He lays abundance on me. Baby, ain't no way I can get hung up. He's my lifetime trick.
'60s. Radio pastor John Ridgren, who had an actual segment called Silhouettes that was syndicated nationally, and that was called the hippie version of the 23rd Psalm. Before that, Lake Charles native singer-songwriter and most noted for as the composer for the tune Sea of Love, the one and only Phil Phillips. His cult classic, The Evil Dope. Bob Peck before that, singing about the advantages of being Sweet 16. Pianist John Davis doing the Oliver Gallop before that. And we began the set several minutes ago with accordionist Henry Doktorski doing the music of Guido Diero and the Pink Slippers Waltz. Here at 31 minutes past the hour. A playlist for this and other locally produced shows can be found on our website. Head to krvs.org. And stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, we're heading to E-Town, and at 1 o'clock it's Cheryl Castile with The Exchange. Today her guest will be fiddler Esther Tyree. Classic by James Booker, Gonzo, leads us into the story of the Ode to Billy Joe. This is Bobby Gentry.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Thank you. me me shoes and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went by and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without his bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. Well, I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned the last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where I don't know, cause I'm busted. I'm broke. No bread. I mean like nothing.
Sonny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Let me see, Sonny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sonny, Sonny one so true, I love you.
vibes. Freddie McCoy on the vibes doing Collard Greens. Before that, the classic by Bobby Hebb, Sonny. Ray Charles with Simple Words with a Load of Truth. He was busted. Nelson Riddle Orchestra with one of the great recordings of all time, in my opinion, the theme to Route 66. And we started out that set with Bobby Gentry and her Ode to Billy Joe from 1967 or 68, something like that. This guy's going to be my guest for the entire hour on tomorrow's program. This is local singer-songwriter David Egan from his newest release, self-titled, Out of Mississippi.
One, two, three, four. Take you out of here myself. It's a big old world.
given you by David Egan. He'll spend the entire hour with us tomorrow here on The Caravan. Eric Burton and the Animals close things out.
When you were a young girl, did you have a rabbit doll? The only doll you ever owned. So you can treat me the way you used to treat that rabbit doll. But hurry up, cause I'm getting old.
young girl. Did you have a puppy that always followed you around? Put you down, no one never put you down. Get strong, baby.
Killer rendition of River Deep Mountain High by Eric Burton and the Animals. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. We'll do it again tomorrow.
This was one for the books, like being in a speedboat, only better. You can't go downhill in a boat. And it kept coming. The laden trees, the unbroken surface of snow, the sudden white vistas.
This week on Selected Shorts, Tobias Wolff's Perfect Storm from PRI, Public Radio International.
Coming up Wednesday at 10 p.m. on KRVS.